And, this is great. I just got to make sure it works.
Here's the red button, I heard him say.
And it's on record.
There
and
you
it's
go.
Going. It's going. Isn't this nice?
Yeah.
This is so easy.
There
but
you
then
go.
I can't ever remember right in the moment, so I bring this with me. It's so nice.
There okay. you go. Okay. Bye. And I will talk to you later.
Okie dokie.
Good afternoon. What shall we discuss?
Well, it's been a wonderful weekend being around this beautiful flowing energy, so I'm appreciating that very much. I'm noticing a shift in how I navigate through all this energy very much more comfortably than in the past.
Excellent.
Yes. And I'm adjusting to the shift from Mary, who I've just come to know a little bit, and now the Elias presence, which is so interesting. So, okay. I came with questions this time.
Very well.
Sometimes I'm just sort of drifting through things. This time I had a kind of agenda.
Very well.
And I wanted to ask some basic things like my focus animal. I wanted to ask if it was bird-like. Could you help me there? And my essence animal. I actually met my essence animal. That's because people were talking about that.
Very well.
All right.
And your impression as
was
to
an eagle.
Essence animal.
I thought it was an eagle. Could be long, but... So if you could help me there.
A golden eagle.
Really? Wow. In focus, I haven't got a clue. Thank you.
I would express that the focus animal is also a bird. Flamingo.
Flamingo! Oh, is that wild? Okay, thank you. Wonderful. Okay, now the first thing I want to jump into is this event which occurred. I just will check the time there. It was the night before I came here, and I was getting ready to depart the next morning. I was in my basement. I had been working on releasing, dragging my home with me into my new reality that I'm creating, and I'm hoping I'm stepping out of the energy somewhat. I'm hoping that you could confirm that at least I'm moving in a direction where I'm not dragging the whole thing.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay, great. All right. I'm in my basement unloading materials. My back is to a double glass door. I hear a strange vibration that isn't necessarily audible. I turn around 180 degrees, look at the double door. There is a massive white tornado just outside my door. And I can see this vortex. I see things moving horizontally in space. Now, it isn't a violent Midwestern, Northeaster type of thing that has hit ground, whatever you call those horrible things that rip everything up. But it's powerful because I feel the energy of this thing. And it's very visual. It's taken my whole field of vision. I can't not see it, and for an instant it was sheer terror. And I picked up my little dog, and I shot my hands vertically. And I knew I could come into my own power, because it was coming right through my door. I fell through the glass door. It could have been more than 15 or 20 feet away. And I shot my, and I redirected, I felt, the energy of this vortex relative to mine, that I am in my power and strength, and that I redirect it and create what I want here. Was that real? Did I
hear? And?
And it shot off into the woods and tore a path into the woods to the other house. I've never seen that house because it's been covered with woods, and it just took off in another direction. And that's what I thought I had done. I thought I had actually, literally stood in my centered ground of being, created a vertical protective vortex of some sort, and just decided I wanted to redirect something. So it was like a challenge to my power, in a sense. I create objective imagery, and I can move it in the direction I wish, and it's powerful energy now.
Correct.
Was that what that was?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That was... And it did damage. I left my house with shredded trees, and I knew it could take off a piece of my house and roof. It was that powerful. If it brought everything in the right direction. And it was just an amazing creation. Thank you so much for validating me.
Which is an excellent example of how powerful you actually are.
Yes, how powerful one
that. Regardless of how powerful an outside source seems or appears, you are equally, if not more so, strong.
Yes.
Regardless of what the outside source is. It is merely a matter, quite simply, of expressing and allowing yourself to generate your own power. There is no outside source that is more powerful than yourself.
Because this is a projection, isn't it? This is an imaged reality. And that's why I was talking to Mary just before we did this engagement about the tornado. What was the beautiful thing that was expressed was this joy of being, this awareness that I exist, I'm alive, and I am the power, the center of my creations. I have awareness of that. And that was coming through what Mary was talking about, which I've also felt now.
Precisely.
Two nights in the last week. One night was very beautiful. It was midnight, and I just laid down in my bed, and the beautiful moist air was coming in, and it was raining, and for 2 hours, I laid in my bed just appreciating my being. I had no reason other than I am. I am. I am. I am. And it was just there. It was like very difficult to translate, but just superlative. There's no word to describe this joy. Joyful and peace, and lovingness and expansion that rippled out. Infinite.
Quite
living.
So.
Right. Oh, and it happens a lot now, this feeling.
Excellent.
It does. Smaller? That was beautiful. Again, another night. When I speak to people this weekend, it's this moment of... It's almost like emptying out of the story of Sandra completely. All attachments, all associations, everything. And there's this... It's almost the opposite of the tornado. An empty little vortex. It's like a little black hole. Beautiful momentary awareness of contraction into this explosive opening into everythingness. It's quite magnificent, and the awareness is you're just very still. No one would know. You could be at friendlies or just chatting with Mary in the group.
Correct.
And everything is altered. Now, am I creating very different realities then from these? You know, my objective realities are completely different as a result of this. Good things happen, let's say. Or pleasant, enjoyable, because the focus of attention has moved from attachments and associations to joy, peace, whatever these things are.
Yes. And beingness.
Yes. Being. That's it. Ultimate. Now, the next question relative to this. Is this the description of RA3, Regional Area 3? This being this, can you give me an idea of how that fits? How do these have moved?
That could be an objective translation. You could express that that would be somewhat of an objective translation of Regional Area 3. For Adam, that is the area of interconnectedness, and interconnected action. Therefore, yes, in a manner of speaking, for what you are doing is translating that action into physical manifestation and object of awareness, and the expression of object of awareness, which I would acknowledge you in your description of the inverted tornado, so to speak, and your description of the putting aside the story of Sandra, so to speak, and including the action of allowing the other stories to be received and to be filling that vortex. Therefore, the story of Sandra steps aside momentarily to allow this area for the other stories to be present and to occupy, which is the action of interconnectedness, the beingness of interconnectedness. It is not merely expressing or listening. It is the actual genuine action of sharing. For when you are genuinely sharing, you are merging. And in that, there is no longer separate entities. It is one.
Right.
And therefore, what you receive in that state of awareness of interconnectedness, as you receive, you are experiencing, which is the action of interconnectedness. It's not merely being aware of other expressions, other manifestations, other individuals. It is that allowance to be aware of merging with them and experiencing not for them and not experiencing them, but experiencing with them.
Yes. Yes.
It is a different action from the action that individuals engage that is empathic. An empathic action is engaging one of your own inner senses, which allows you to experience what the other individual or the other manifestation is experiencing. That is different.
Right, right.
This is an action of sharing in which you are experiencing with the other individual.
Yes.
In the moment.
Yes.
Therefore, as an example, if an individual is engaging in conversation with another individual and they are engaging their empathic sense, let us say that the one individual that is expressing is recalling a memory. The other individual that is engaging their empathic sense will connect with that individual and move into the experience of the memory.
Yes.
Therefore, the past experience.
Yeah.
Not the experience now.
Right.
Of the individual recalling the experience, but the empathic sense will project to that experience and the individual will experience in the same manner that the other individual experienced it previously. When you are allowing yourself that genuine action of interconnectedness, you are merging with the individual in the present, and therefore you are experiencing with them. Therefore, as they share their story, you are not empathically experiencing some past event. You are experiencing with them now what they are experiencing now in relation to their memory and their memory.
I got you. Yes. So this is a very creative act.
Yes.
As a creative experience.
But also very natural, for it is a genuine action. It is a natural action, for it is what you naturally, without attachments, as your genuine self, express.
So, I have had some empathic experiences. They just aren't as common for me as this particular way of having. And I would call this interconnectedness what is commonly in some of the esoteric literature or spiritual literature called love, you know, or truth. You know, because for me that's the action of consciousness being generated in the moment, pure. With very little, and it's ultimate validation and appreciation for the other. Because everything in that moment, the totality of that being, is embraced.
I would agree.
Right. So that's why it's quite beautiful. Thank you very much.
Which I would also be acknowledging that you are more accurately defining the expression of love. Most individuals define love as a feeling.
Yes, right.
Or as an emotion.
Yes, right.
And it is not.
No, it's not amazing.
But what you are defining is much more accurate in relation to what that expression of love is.
Thank you.
It is being. It is not a feeling.
Feeling is the, perhaps a signal or translation
yes.
from this
yes.
awareness.
It can spring state. From
yes.
this. Exactly. Yes. Okay. You can generate yes. feelings
right.
as a byproduct, yes. but the feelings are not the expression itself.
Right. Wonderful. Now, this thing that we're talking about is related to shifting, is it not?
Very much so.
So this is, my question was, that there have been people that have asked, I've shifted a percentage of my being into a condition, and it feels like in that particular condition we're describing, the shift is accomplished fully and completely. And then there be maybe a stepping back from that moment in time, in illusory time, where you're just having an experience that is engaging in objective imagery and so forth, but not those moments. So in the shift that we are participating in, once you have this experience, have you shifted in a sense, or is there so much more? I mean, how is shift viewed here? Yeah, because I was confused. I thought...
Is there so much more? Yes,
of
most
course.
Definitely.
Value fulfillment, for instance.
I would express that...
How do I view this?
That is a significant step
mm-hmm.
once you begin to experience mm-hmm. in this manner mm-hmm. and you know what you are doing. And you understand
mm-hmm.
objectively what you are doing. And as you continue in your process and you continue to expand your awareness, you develop that
shiftiness, quality.
I would express that in that moment, yes, you are correct. That in that moment, you are shifted. I would express that the next step is developing that to the point that you maintain it continuously.
That's fully shifted.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, that's very
yes.
clear. Very clear.
Therefore, yes, there are moments presently that you can define as in that moment you are shifted.
Yes.
But in the expression of being fully shifted, that would be the expression of developing those moments to the point that it is so natural and so automatic to you that you can maintain that continuously without interruption.
It feels like an enlightened condition that beings have spoken about through the ages.
Yes.
That sounds like what they
yes.
are talking about.
Yes.
They use a different word, but the being state.
Yes.
The now. Now. Now.
Correct.
Now. Now.
Yes. Correct.
The mind doesn't project thought into the future. It doesn't go back to past associations. It's just simply now. Now. Okay.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Wonderful! Wonderful. Now, back to the glasses and the things that I wrote. Okay, so now I wanted to talk about this project that has been consuming and wonderful, which has been this book writing.
Ah!
Oh, my goodness gracious. What's
and
happening?
And how are you proceeding?
Well, my goodness, I'm in the world of magic. What's happened is...
And such excitement.
It is exciting. Pops, explosions, lights, drama, action. But I live in this world for the last month.
Excellent.
I mean, I have left Sandra, and I'm in the world of my characters. Their feelings, their lives, their hopes, their wishes, the action. This is an amazing thing that's happened. So it's exhilarating and exciting, and I love it. It's my passion. It's clear. I can't maintain it for the entire time I'm upright because the world I step out of my writing. What I meant was my period of writing is intense because something happens in the brain. Some sort of strange, I have to take my world, I'm really in the world. It's like an astral world I've entered, or a dream reality I've created fully inside another home. But then I have to try to get it into a paper form so someone else can get to share it with me. So the challenge is to get the whole visual, holographic reality I live in and put it into a linear format. It's very challenging. Initially, it felt a little strained a little because it wasn't so natural to just simply write.
Entertained the idea of speaking it first?
It's much easier for me to speak it first, and I don't know how to get there, but I'm wanting to get there.
I would express that it may be an easier direction to incorporate a middle step, so to speak.
Yes.
And that middle step being to record yourself speaking your story.
Okay.
In that, as you record yourself speaking your story,
yes,
you can also generate the benefit of listening to your story.
Okay.
Which, as you listen to the story, that may add and aid you in writing it.
Okay.
I'll do it. Let me express to you, I'm quite understanding what is occurring.
Are you?
That you are generating such an excitement.
Yes.
With the story.
Yes.
And you are allowing yourself to engage your imagination so fully. And in that, it becomes exciting and inspiring, and your imagination can move much more quickly and much more expandedly than your hand.
With two fingers. Yes. Ah.
Therefore, it becomes frustrating.
Yes.
For you incorporate an entire world.
Yes.
That you can see and feel and experience, and you physically view a paper, and how do you translate this world onto this paper?
Exactly.
The middle step may be allowing yourself to record yourself telling the story.
Okay, love it.
For that allows you to express the story faster.
Yes.
In that, you can be descriptive, you can express all of the details, all of the magic, all of the excitement and inspiration of the story, and not feel restricted.
Right.
For you are verbally expressing it, which you can do quickly, and you can continue to do.
Yes.
And you do not become fatigued with speaking.
No.
And it does not require concentration to be speaking.
Right.
Therefore,
exactly.
If you engage this action as a middle step, you can record the story in as voluminous capacity as you choose.
Yes.
And from that, you know that the story is already saved.
I understand. Yes.
It is not lost. It is not confused. It is not in danger of being lost if you become confused while you are writing.
That's it. It's like a different part of the brain has to stop the whole action, like cut, right now look for the keyboard, and I can't type well, and then read the sentence on the thing. Oh, thank you, thank you.
In this, you can express the story in that you are generating, in a manner of speaking, an entirely different action. For you are telling the story and you are writing the book in words. You are creating the book in the recording. Subsequent to that, it is merely an exercise in being the scribe, which is not actually producing the book. The book is already being produced.
Right. So
it has already been created. It has already been saved.
Right.
And it is already present. And in that situation, it is merely a matter of transferring the book from the spoken words to the written words.
Right. I love that. It's so wonderful.
Therefore, at that point, you are merely generating a copy of the book. For the book is already created.
Oh, it's like I got many of them, and they're all happening, and this slowing me down and interrupting everything and becoming frustrating. I love what you're saying. It makes total sense. Thank you. Now I'm going to tell you something else that's happening with this book. This is so wild. Once I started living in the world, I was creating the objective imagery of the book. All right? It just so happened that I was writing about this astral world and a group in the astral world called the Vile Vortex League. And what they do is they intercede in physical affairs, soothing all kinds of vortexes, emotional vortexes, physical vortexes. And so I just finish up this little chapter and I wrapped it up and ba-bing, right outside the window is a tornado. So here I am in chapter after chapter, not too many yet, but they're very rich for me in these expressions, and the objective imagery is being created in the physical, official reality as I'm having this expression in this other internal imaginative reality. Blowing my mind. It was a little freaky.
For you view imagination to be fantasy and
that's
not
right.
Real.
And it's creating my reality. Oh, and the implications of that.
Let me express to you a reminder. You create what you concentrate upon.
And I get that.
And you reflect what you project. Therefore, what you are concentrating upon influences the energy that you project. And you project energy, and what occurs? Your reality reflects it in some capacity.
Yes. Now, to know that intellectually, and then to start having these events occur.
This is the difference. And this is what I have expressed from the onset of this forum, that concept does not become reality until you experience it. Without the experience, it is intellectual. Once you experience, it becomes real.
Yes, and deliberate now. Now, this was not a creation that I'm concentrating my whole life on things and then they occur. This mechanism is occurring. Now it's a, we discuss the idea of alternative expressions that could be more impassioned and alive. Then there was the focusing on a particular area that was creating an emotional stir of excitement and joy. Then consciously going forward and exploring that area. And then it becomes, oh, like, wow, entering another reality entirely and being that reality. Being almost in the way we just discussed earlier.
Correct.
With this conceptual shift, this is another expression, and it feels like magical, like the magician, like the alchemist, like the energy artist we were hearing about. The energy artist is in these things. I feel this is happening. Anyway, I guess I should just move through the journey. It's absolutely magnificent. I trust the outcome will be exceptional, extraordinary, unpredictable. I don't know. I'm in the now.
The outcome is already occurring.
Wow, that's true. Isn't that amazing? I have just said that to somebody yesterday. Amazing. Well,
it's already present, my friend.
Unbelievable. So, this is a fascinating, what we've done, Elias, in this whole beautiful expression through time is like, you once said, I'm like the mother hen, and my chicks are starting to understand what I've set forth for them and allow them to view. They asked their viewing, this expression, how they create their reality, how it works. The joy that they can have in this creation. It's just incredible.
Congratulations.
It's incredible, and I thank you and appreciate from every shred of my being the joy that I experience in that. And your presence is always right by me. If there's no separation anymore, you were this idea. I read about the idea of this material.
And there's quite a difference between the intellectual and the
experience.
Yes. The reality.
Yes.
And it is very real. And I am present, always. Always encouraging, always supportive, and always present to be expressing that example that you can be too.
Thank you. Magnificent.
As I expressed from the onset, the only difference between myself and you is that I know and you do not.
Precisely. Yes, precisely.
for I incorporate the remembrance, and you do not.
Yes.
But you are.
Now awakened.
Yes. You are moving in that direction.
Yes.
More and more.
Yes.
And I tremendously congratulate you on your accomplishment.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
A lot to take in, and okay. Well, let's see. In this exploration alliance, it feels like not so much intention, but the joy in the exploration is this veil thinning continuously between these two realities. And I get a little concerned that I'm not going out off the deep end and, upsetting whoever would pick these things up and look at them. And then I catch myself saying, let that go. I always think of that beautiful mink butterfly, the authenticity of this expression, and just let it rip. So that's appropriate, yes?
Yes.
That kind of non-censorship in this process.
Yes.
Okay. Having this sumapi-sumari kind of belonging energy, I know that pat stirring occurs in some of these expressions, and I feel more comfortable than ever before with that expression, because that's what I am. That's what I'm about.
Congratulations.
So, why not be what I am? And it's not as threatening.
Precisely.
It's just the outer is not threatening. First of all, to be completely immersed in these realities is so fulfilling. There is no other. It becomes consuming. It's so interesting.
You will not become lost.
Oh.
It is a part of you.
Yes.
And why would you deny
right.
a part of you?
Right. And then these expressions of these beings, like, I wanted to ask, because people that in the past have moved me, and I love the way some of the foreign people talk about their past lives, and I have the courage now to even ask. I can see I was avoiding these connections because they were a little overwhelming. And now I have the courage to ask things like with Danielle and Natasha and Ina and their exploration of Castaneda, was I with them in this exploration? I feel as though
yes.
I have been one of the individuals who was at least a student who was involved with these, especially the banding. Every time I read about bands being, degenerated, and I've seen them between people, it's been a wonderful, have I actually been able to accomplish some of these actions in other lifetimes?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. So, they are familiar with me in their travels.
Yes.
And if I go back to these books, I can find myself there somehow. Okay, I will do that. The next thing is artists, famous artists and painters. I have wondered if there have been ever any connections to Leonardo da Vinci in the area of, like, even living in a town near him or hearing of him in that lifetime, in the contraptions, especially in that part of what he did, the exploration in the inventive phenomena.
In actuality, Jung Kierfried too focuses in relation to that individual.
Two focuses. Could you share a little more?
One, as the father.
The father? Of Leonardo da Vinci? My breath. Oh my God.
The other, as a boy, a peasant,
right.
peasant that this individual referred to in many situations as an insect. But this boy was curious and was present in many, many, many situations and time frameworks. Observing.
Right. Like a fly on the wall.
Yes. And was referred to in many times as an insect.
Amazing. I kind of like that. Do you know, when I see flies on my wall, I think of you immediately. I know it's crazy, but I know your presence. I say, hi, Elias, the fly. Because it was distasteful, but now I appreciate the fly, and it's a trigger. I have many trigger points for you. For instance, I've seen children, and all of a sudden, once was in Egypt, another time in America, but the eyes turned neon blue, electrified, and shot out of these people, and I knew it was your eyes. And this is the way I connect with you, wherever I am, it's a surprise. Beautiful. Every time AOL comes on, there's a blue monarch butterfly. I acknowledge it. I love it. It's just very beautiful because you're everywhere now. In many things. So this presence of you is just hovering. Beautiful. Okay. Next, I'd like to go to Fra Angelico. Fra Angelico, I could feel him painting and his struggle in certain color exploration in his life around purples and blues. And he had this purity and precision, and he came in as someone who could communicate to me at one point in my life. Is there a connection there? There is. Yes.
You.
I am Fra Angelico. Oh my gosh. Oh, now this is very interesting. Now I feel like a door opening, I can enter. He's very easy for me to access.
Yes.
He will allow me. He was sweet and loving for me in this. Oh, how beautiful. In his gardens, in his chamber, his hallways. Right now, I can enter his world very easily.
Yes.
Thank you. So this is beautiful. Oh my gosh. And in this material I'm writing, I'm going to be able to, with these children and these people, have the same ability that breathe through so they can enter. Elias, so much of the material that you shared is going to pour through this world, into these pages. If that's agreeable. I feel so
quite so
comfortable with this whole expression of it. And that's why, oh my God, I'm just blown away. Okay. Then I want to go into another painter, please. This painter is Rembrandt. Now, I have had strong impressions of the light of Holland. And I've gone to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and stood in front of Rembrandt paintings that the empathic qualities now come forth, which is not so prevalent in my personality. That the paintings literally vibrate off the wall, and his brush strokes allow me to enter I merge with his emotional condition in his life. He was a charged being emotionally. Nothing like I am now. Nothing in that quality. Is there a connection with Rembrandt? And I can feel the studios and the light so clear for me.
A close friend.
A close friend. So there must have been in his space, his discussion.
Yes.
And it felt like I
would express
yes,
to you.
Yes.
In some situations.
Yes.
In some focuses.
Yes.
Individuals generate a closeness in relationship with each other, not necessarily as partners,
okay.
But in some focuses, some individuals generate relationships of friendships that are expressed so strongly and so closely, even if they do not maintain them throughout the focus.
Yes, I understand.
But the friendship that is generated is such a bond, there's such an intensity, that in other focuses, what occurs is the individuals will be intensely or extremely drawn.
Yes.
To that other focus. Not viewing themselves, not connecting with their own focus.
I see.
But connecting with
the other individual,
the friend. And they will connect with that at times so strongly.
Right.
That they will confuse that as a focus of themselves.
Right.
When in actuality,
yes,
it is a matter of that dynamic, that in that focus, the connection was so strong.
Yes.
And the attention was so focused with the other individual, that when you are experiencing another focus, that is the memory that is held.
Yes, yes.
And that, yes, is triggered. And therefore, there is this fascination and tremendous draw to this other individual,
yes,
although it is not a focus
not
of yourself.
Me. Yes, I know he's not me, and yet I'm in his world, especially in certain life conditions. And I felt, am I Dutch then? Am I in Holland with him? And I'm not sure I'm a painter. Can you elaborate on this friendship? Was I somehow maybe a patron? And I don't feel I had a lot of money, but somehow I supported and appreciated his effort.
I would express that you did engage painting, not what you would term to be successfully.
No. Yes, I feel.
But that this was the avenue that you chose. And expressed a tremendous admiration,
yes,
for the other individual and a tremendous appreciation and perception of the other individual as a genius.
Yes, and his being. His
yes.
Genius.
Yes.
I just really felt that in my painting. Thank you. I adore the paintings to this day. Yeah. They just speak tremendously to me. Yeah. Now, if I'm having that expression with other painters, I can probably assume I've been Turner, another one. I just am a person who, when I look at a Turner painting, I'm just forget it. Just able to merge with the way he handled the palette and diffused it. It's a lot of my world. It's a lot of how my world is structured in a Turner-esque way.
That also includes a counterpart action.
Counterpart action. So differentiating these feelings is interesting, because Fra Angelico is feeling so open, and I'm aware in Rembrandt I'm viewing, and in Da Vinci I'm viewing, but I was a little embarrassed to think I even got near these people. But the feeling was different for me. And a counterpart action is something where...
Counterpart action is an action in which you are sharing energy with the other individual and you benefit from their experience.
Right.
Therefore, what they generate, what they choose, what they experience, you benefit from.
Okay, okay. And this is an agreement?
Yes.
Okay, all right, great. Fantastic. Are there other things that you could share with me, or do I have to do the review like we're doing? Because I think outside of Fred and Jojo, I never felt like I was anybody's son. I mean, I know I'm somebody. I know I'm somebody. But I loved when, like, Ina was telling me she was Isadora Duncan, and I loved when Danielle said, I was Leonard Bernstein, because I just want one of those two. I want to be in the team, the party with everybody. But if you want, I will research it. But I thought, well,
I can express that tapping into this new avenue that you are engaging.
Okay.
A part of that, not in any manner discounting or diminishing your own imagination, your own expression of creativity, but there is also an influx of energy of another focus that you incorporate as a writer.
Now, presently, or in the past?
Past, but not far removed in the past.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Within your previous century, but as I expressed, not far removed.
Okay.
And in that, there is an influx of energy in creativity that is being expressed to enhance your experience.
Oh, wonderful. That's
now.
I welcome that. Totally. I'm very pleased.
Therefore, you can investigate. You do incorporate a notable, famous focus.
One focus.
As you incorporate many more, but one as a writer that is directly expressing an energy.
Fantastic. And I just need a little more help if you could tell me, is it in the area of a certain kind of writing, like is it poetry or like journalism, or I don't even know where to begin to find.
Has incorporated some poetry, most of the writing has been in novels.
Okay. Okay, great. Perfect. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Okay. All right, thank you. our time's up. Okay. Is that great to the minute? Thank you. I'm so happy. Thank you.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting.
Indeed. Absolutely.
And more of your report of your progress with your story.
I will. Yes. Thank you.
You in tremendous affection, my dear friend, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Au revoir.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up.
Always.
Thank you. Au revoir.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up. Always.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up. Always.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.